Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. But biblically, you know them by their fruits.
So sometimes you have to say no and let it go. Amen. I got caught one time, went to, amen, back early part of ministry, had a little truck I go around and do different type of works and jobs, evangelizing, talking to people in that track. I picked up a man. He said, I'm trying to get this tract over here. Come here, come over here. And I was talking about Jesus. We talked. Amen. We pulled up in the place. Amen. And they got out. He went in there. And said, come on, I got to get in. And he went around the backyard. This big old bulldog came up running up. Sure. Amen. He picked, well, he saw him. He just put his head down. He tapped on his head. Amen. I went back out in the truck. I said, no, he don't know me. Amen. So anyway, amen. A lady came out next door. She said, sir, you know, this man is home. These people are not here. Why are you going in their yard? I said, well, he knows. She said, yeah, but he ain't been there for a long time. And he's, I already called the police. I thought y'all was breaking in. So I just took the truck and I left him there. Amen. Trying to help people, they'll take you around to some place. Amen. You get caught into a situation. Amen. I learned that the hard way. Even though you talk to people about Jesus, this man take me to another place. I should have learned the first time to come on, evangelist. We can pick up a piano. We got some books that run to the school. And get there, he cracking on the window and knocking to see God looked out for me. He was getting ready to break into a teacher's house. And the guy comes to me and says, hey, that man, they out of town. And I said, don't you know the man out of town? Yeah, but hey, okay, that's me. He said, yeah, but they out of town. I said, come on, man, let's get in the truck. Come on, what you trying to do to me? Took him home and dropped him off. And wife said, where you been? You know, you ain't supposed to be here. He on parole. They throwing out Jesus to you. Oh, I need, I'm going to do this. So they find out what you're trying to do. Man, just come on, pick me up, and we'll do this. We'll get a piano. Ain't trying to get me to break into somebody's house. Amen. And throwing out Jesus to me. Ain't that right? Jesus love you. Jesus will do that. God, I'm going to give you this for the church. Amen. Get you in trouble. Ain't that right? But God looked out for me. Amen. So I dropped him off and got rid of him. Amen. So that's how the enemy works. You got to learn how to, even though we're givers. Amen. Right now, when we're going through all this trials and tribulations, some of you already been through this way before. When we came to Christ, we had to cut back on friends, change jobs and things. So the world is not used to this kind of restriction. Amen. But when we came into Christ, we had to be restricted in some areas because what we was being involved in was not after our soul. So when we came into Christ and we understand God's word, by touch not, handle not, come out from among them and think, because that was the damage to our soul, our spirit, as well as it stops God from blessing you. But the enemy want to take, he ever stop blessing. It's just because of things that got in your way. People influence that got in your way. Prophet Isaiah said, the day that King Uzziah died, Uzziah was a big man all over the world. Amen. All over the time, he had wells named after him. Amen. He had armies and soldiers. He had property. He owned orange trees, apple trees. He was an orchard man. He loved, he had all kind of cattle. Amen. He had great influence. Amen. But it got in the way of him and God. Amen. And Isaiah said that the day that Uzziah died, he also saw the Lord. See, God knows when things get in your way. You might not think they're in your way, but they have some kind of influence on your decision sometimes. Amen. You want to respect both situations. But, you know, God is not a pushy God. He's not a bully. Amen. He wants you to do things because that's how you got saved. You got saved by your persuasion that he loved you and cared for you. Amen. And you find out he gave you that peace of mind that you have now. Amen. Some people will fall apart, but you've been going through. Amen. But they still holding on. Amen. Because they know somewhere in their spirit that that God's going to make it better for them. Is that right? Amen. People been talking to you, oh, child, you should leave that job. Get rid of that car. Get rid of that house. But somewhere deep down inside, amen, you say, no, I may not do that yet. Amen, right? Amen. And now God's showing you, you're glad you did do it. Amen. When you don't feel the peace of God in a situation, don't do it. And there's a lot of influence going on. Amen. That's not God. Amen. The disciples found out. Amen. In St. Luke 8:22. Amen. It said, now it came to pass a certain day that he went into the ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they launched out forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. You know, Jesus is God, but he was human. He fell asleep. There came down a storm, wind, lake. They were filled with water. They were in jeopardy. They came to him, woke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. They ceased. There was a calm. Said unto them, where's your faith? They being afraid wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? And he commanded them even the wind and the water. They obeyed him. Amen. Jesus showed them. Amen. They were wondering, like many are wondering today, Lord, are you going to let us perish in this pandemic? Are you going to let us, amen, fall apart? Amen. Your people. Amen. God's people. Amen. He wondered, but said, well, where's your faith now? Amen. You faith is confidence. We have confidence in a lot of things when it comes down to certain areas in our life, we haven't let God in. Those are our sacred areas. You know, you're not bothering God, and God ain't bothering you. So you can make a decision in that. So you know, you don't want God in that. That shows. You know, I tell you all about, even many of those who have followed this ministry, about my albums and books, things that I brought from overseas at the service. Amen. I didn't bother them. They didn't bother me. I just knew those were my treasures of the past. People all around the world we met that love music. Music is a universal language. Amen. So we just, you know, we love each other. And I kept that. Amen. Holy Spirit said, get them out of your house. Amen. That's why all you almost hear me question and talk to people about, amen, what kind of fasting you doing? Amen. When you present your body, Paul said, and even when the devil came after Peter, came after Jesus, in the fourth chapter of Matthew, Jesus was led in the spirit in the wilderness to fast. Amen. You got to be led of God, amen, to do such a thing, because to protect your body. Amen. This thing right here lives. Amen. The spirit can leave the body. Amen. And you, when you leave the body, have some doctor brings them out in the ministry. They say when they know when the spirit leaves the body loses power. Amen. I know when the water go out of the body. Amen. You know it. Some people be misdiagnosed because they dehydrated. They always the mind and the body start aching because they ain't got no water in there. Body's about 80% water. So when you take water out, you got to put water back in because it keeps the organs pumped up. Amen. So the bones is the one that weigh a whole lot. And bones, 3 or 4 pounds, all depending on how big a person is, heavy bones, whatever. Amen. When they put them in cremation, they get all these bones, powder, heavy bones. Amen. But the organ is gone because it was made of water. Amen. So when a person loses water, they dehydrate themselves, and they be dizzy and falling out. People work out in it. Work out in the fields, the same thing. You don't have to work out in the field. How much water you drunk today? You probably need water, not soda water. Coffee and tea, you need water. So that's because soda water and water and tea and all that, put the water goes in that. It is colored and everything. But the water, body needs water to wash out poison and dehydrate. That's why you see when you go on a fast, drink water. People can't live without water. You can live without food for so long, but water, you can't live without water. You got to have water. When we have these big hurricanes, what you see all these trucks bring?
Water.
Water. Water. Water. Amen. When you get plucked under that, you need water. Amen. Amen. In 1 John 5 and 7, it says, three things that agree, amen, on this earth, the water, the blood, and the spirit. They agree. They agree. Amen. So God knows. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm getting on that. Amen. But anyway, amen. Anyway, people, amen, you are going through things and you think God doesn't notice. And we have to be careful that we don't get caught up in these religious movements. Amen. These days, we have a lot of untrained. Amen. Jesus said there will be many false teachers and preachers today. He said many. Amen. The Bible says many, not one or two. He said many. And if you question them closely, amen, they didn't study Judaism. Don't you know we came out of Judaism? Amen. The Jews' religion. Amen. The Jews' religion, that's a many Jews today. But when it comes down to the communion service and certain ceremonies, they have to bring animals. Don't you know we came out of idolatry? And that's one of the first commandments. Thou shalt have no other God. Worshiping these false gods. Well, Bishop, I know I'm going to get in trouble. Y'all write me. I'm from Africa. I'm from Arabia. I was born in the days of Noah. My family, its heritage. My spirit, amen. I go along, we have a familiar spirit in our family, and it came out of January, February. All these different things, they don't know. Familiar spirit deal with occult books. What is the Bible? You mean you got a familiar spirit? Say, well, if I had, well, he's gone now, because the Holy Ghost came in. Amen. So all these things go back. Amen. They go back. Amen. And then when we find, amen, the power of God, amen, begin to come in and God begin to cleanse us and give us the information about situations. Amen. He's there all the time. He's there. And he's with you. And you got to come out of that. Burn the incense, go up, candlelights and all this different stuff. If you ever go to a witch house or round some sales and things like that, amen, I was talking to somebody, evangelist, amen, and we was talking about different things. That's why they wanted everybody to question me, what kind of religion you come out of? Amen. I know when the prophets came up, amen, Elijah had a school of prophets. He taught them herbal medicine. There's a lot of herbal medicine going on in the Bible. Amen. Amen. Medicine been in the Bible. And God used it. Even Jesus took clay. Clay got a lot of minerals in it. Put it on the blind man's eyes. He even told him, go down there and go wash. He said, whatever the priest told you to do. The priest back in those days had a lot of power like the elders have. Well, the priest was the one can walk in your house and look upon the wall and see them spots on your house and get you abandoned from the church, from the community. Because you got leprosy. Leprosy come up and on people's face. The priest got the one say, no, the Levites and this, and no, we got to get them out of this community. Amen. Because leprosy, amen, they begin to eat the bones up. You get pulse and boils all over the skin, and it breaks out. Amen. So there were many lepers back in those days. Amen. It was many, amen, many blind people in those days. Amen. But the ones that believed Jesus, seven lepers came to Jesus. Amen. And Jesus told them to go wash, and only one came back. Peter said, what am I to the rest of y'all? Ain't that right? And we're looking for God to pat us on the back, ministers and elders, you do good for people. They might not even come back and say, oh, sis, pray for me. Don't look for that. You human, you would like to hear that, but they didn't do it to Jesus. Amen. So a lot of herbal things going on. And right now it's almost falling on the holistic medicine. The world don't want you to talk about holistic medicine. Because if you find out where all those pills and medicine come from, they come from different plants. And a lot of them is artificial stuff they make up. But they don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to know if you eat right and sleep right and get enough water, the body can come back like it's supposed to be. They don't want you to know that. Amen. So we're getting in that time, people to seek it out. Amen. For natural. Amen. Back to the old fashioned way with mama and grandmama. You know how they used to boil stuff. Amen. Give you stuff. The next thing you know, you'll be all right. Amen. Amen. They said, well, you know, it's this time of year, son. You got to be cleaned out. Give you some cleaned out medicine. Amen. Get everything regulated. He said, oh, I'm hurt. When the last time you've been cleaned out? Oh, you need some clean out medicine. You ain't regulated yourself in 2 days. You definitely need some clean out medicine. Let me give you a laxative or something. Oh, that stuff smells bad. Yeah, but you run around town after a while. Amen. Because they know what the body operates on. Is that right? Amen. You need to what? And then and the person that's talking, I said, well, he said, don't you know this? There's a good plant here. People will find out about that. If you put it in your house, it'll bring you money. What? I've been getting these little answers from people. I didn't tell them that. And sometimes that, you know, that's your friend or whatever. Because they never come into that knowledge. Amen. I started that way, you know. I mean, I started that many of y'all eating collard greens now for a whole year or more. Amen. You know how people rather get collard greens the first part of the year, and they begin to all this salt thrown over the back of it. And let a man walk in their house. I ain't gonna say that. Let a man walk in your house first. Oh, you know, you got to get rid of that. You got to let that go. Amen. Because that blocks the Holy Ghost. It blocks the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is trying to tell you something that's going to purify you. Yeah, yeah, amen. Yeah. That you don't have to always pull the collard greens, get a bug in them, like to get the coconut tree, to kill all the collard greens. What you going to do? Ain't that right? You end up behind that gambling.
Yeah.
Amen. Buying lottery. Mm-hmm. Amen. I know some pastors of different color language, but we was out talking. He said, what we going to do? People bring a lottery ticket, put them in a plate. Amen. They don't do. Anybody say, you know, well, you pray over it, pray over it, but they don't have, but that person's faith that we are talking about. Amen. The devil is getting everybody put $10, $5, amen, $20 out of their budget every month, every week. And it is one trillion, somebody gonna win. Nobody winning anything. But we find the disciples said, in these times, Lord, we're going through so much. Do you care that we perish? God knows, amen, these things are going to come. God knows these situations are going to come. Amen. So that doesn't affect your salvation. Amen. God knows there's some things happening. Amen. And we feel that we're not saved anymore because of the things we go through. The enemy would come to you with all type of comments and situations. Well, because you're sick, you ain't saved. Because you don't have no job, you're not saved. Because of this, because of that, that ain't got nothing to do with the natural life. Amen. Because God will save whoever want him in their life. Amen. Once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you tell him, and you're going to stop doing what you're doing called repentance. And you do stop, but you know that you're doing wrong. And ask him to help you to get out of that situation. He will help you. Amen. Then the next step is you try to live what you're talking about. Amen. Come out from among them and talk, not talk, but follow his rules and regulations, amen, you'll find out you have a better life. Your mind gets better. There's a lot of mental problems happening today because people are trying to work things out themselves. Amen. Without God. Is that right? Without God. Amen. If they understand that God is information, so they should be seeking for information from God and ask God to help them analyze the information. The Bible says, out of mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. So when the enemy came to Jesus in the book of Matthew, amen, the fourth chapter, he was out in the wilderness. When he got weak, the devil showed up. Amen. You weak now? Amen. You're having problems financially and problems in the body? The enemy going to show up. Don't sell your soul to him. You do this now, we'll give you four or five loaves of bread. And all you have to do is come and be with me 5 minutes from now, every day of the week. Just give me 5 minutes. You can stay with me 5 minutes out of every day of the week. Don't sell your soul, amen, for a loaf of bread. Isn't that right? The devil coming, he's going to come and try to take, amen, every advantage of you. That's what he did for Jesus. If you're supposed to be the Son of God, amen, cast these stones down. Amen. Will you cast these stones down and make them bread? Amen. Jesus said, no, it's written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. Everything is written, that's what you lean on. It's in the Bible, and you know what God said, amen, for you, that's what you lean on. The weight is not on you anymore. You have to understand about it. Peter said, cast your cares upon him, for he cared for you. Amen. He cared for you. Amen. Don't let the world say, well, this, that, and you make your decision, but you have the word to back it up. Isn't that right? Amen. Whatever you do, try to have the word of God to back it up. And don't think it's strange that Peter said, what you're going through now, amen, is only happening to you. It's not only happening to you, it's happening to all over. Amen. Saved and unsaved. When God let it rained on the just as well as the unjust. You know your neighbor was saved before came up. Amen. He out of job and you out of job. So don't get upset with him because he out of job and you out of job. Amen. Don't be upset. Amen. Because the people out there that you know wasn't going to church, amen. Now you ain't going to church, and God is giving them bread, same way he giving you bread. Amen. Don't be upset with that. Oh, it's happening all over. This pandemic is all over the world. And the ones that catch on know that there's a hereafter. Amen. If they catch on to it, they can be saved. But one situation we have, as Christians and those in Christ, when we come into a new life, amen, there's not too much information out there, but you have to be around the right group of people that's living right, amen, because they can teach you how to live right. When you're out there by yourself and you come to Christ and you got the same old group, they're trying to pull you back into their clique, pull you back into the old time, where you call it the grapevine. And I don't know what they call it, the hookup. Because today, amen, you still be hooked up. And you trying to get unhooked, amen, and your struggle's going to be hard. Amen. The Bible says the way of the transgression is hard. So if you don't feel, amen, if you don't feel word up, they come to you and want, when I was working, amen, they're all, boy, what happened today, they either going to be talking about the finance department, how they messed up their check Friday, or they're going to be talking about the management. They got to have somebody to talk about. And that'll perk up the whole day. Oh, child, the company will go on. I hope they go on. Oh, I don't know what that manager talk about. I don't know. They talk about the family. They talk about everything. And that's their cup of coffee. Amen. That's their cup of coffee. And the Holy Spirit says, you don't be around that talking anymore like that. Then they come to you and say, I want to talk to you about that. Then next thing you know, when you start turning them off, oh, you think you're special now. Oh, the next thing you know, they're talking about you. But they have to find something to motivate their life. But that's not strange to us. When we come to Christ, we had to shed off some old wood. We had to shed off some old situation. Amen. And try to get on a new life and a new walk with Christ. So debts and bills is nothing new to God. Nothing new to men of God and the women of God. Amen. We use this last example in 2 Kings. Amen. You say, well, God, I'm in debt. I have all kind of problems. Amen. But I'm saved and sanctified. And I was told if I get saved, I won't have no debts. I will never be sick. I'll always have friends. You know, people tell you lies. Instead, when you come into Christ, amen, you will still have problems.
Yeah.
And that's why they got healing in the church.
Yeah.
Amen. James called for, you know, finance, the healing, the elders pray over people. That's why we pray over people.
Amen.
Amen. But the false prophets come in and take all of this and take people money. They utilize this time. Amen. You've been going to revival for 100 times. Amen. If God done bless you, God bless you to help somebody else.
Amen.
God didn't bless you to just sit on all that money and sit on all that talent. Amen. God helped you to help somebody else. If you ever been hungry and down and trouble, and God brought you out of that, he wants you to go back and be a giver.
Amen.
God gave his life.
Yes.
God gave his son. So you, the giving spirit is in you. The enemy take advantage of that sometimes. They say, well, you know, that's an easy person. I can get all that and get out of them. Amen. But God, it's in us. And we have to learn how to govern ourselves. Some of y'all were with us when we first started the ministry. Amen. We had a little storefront. And all the time, at the end of the service, people come around. Amen. We give them dollars. Give them money. And one kind of turned me off and got me really thinking. So I wasn't thinking about judging people. I just gave them a little bit. And I gave a brother about, I don't know, $1 or $2. He said, I can't do nothing with this. And you know that. I said, oh, that's what you mean. You can't buy a chicken sandwich with this. I said, he out there walking around, begging, knocking on the chair. And I said, okay, look, I prayed over it. I said, well, Lord, if this man ain't doing right, let it curse him. Whatever he eats, Lord, let it make his stomach hurt. He said, look it all. He said, oh, Christian, don't do that. I said, wait a minute. You telling me you can't do what I give you the best I know out of all these other churches, all these other people around here, but you want to take advantage of me? And that kind of slowed me down a little bit. Amen, because people try to come take the best from you. Amen. Then they want to turn around and then they see you out there trying to make it. Well, you, God should have helped you better than that. And you done gave me your last piece of popcorn money. Isn't that right? Amen. So when Paul told Timothy, you take care of your house first.
Amen.
Since we are saved, we give God his and we take ours. And if we have anything left, then we can help somebody else. But you got to be careful how you help others.
Amen.
Then make sure. If you can say, well, I can help you now, but I want you to go down and take this address and go down over there, they'll help you over there.
Right.
If they get upset about that, then it's just knock the dust off your shoes and everything and go on. Because you're not required to do no more than that. You're trying to help them. We give us an information that we can give them and mail them to if we have it.
Right.
But this is a story here, 2 Kings, very, very quickly. Amen. For my time run out. Amen. There was a certain, I'm going to highlight a little bit of it, Elisha and the Shunammite woman. There was a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet.
He's a prophet, a man of God. That should be a note.
Thank you. What
get you out. Just be more. Keep praying. Speak again. You get the strength over whatever it is. He's going to show you how. You don't look at people and look at other things. You know, she did this. But he want to show you. And like he told Peter, he's still fishing. Peter, in other words, Peter, go down to the fish. That's your trade. That's your skill. He will not put nothing on you that you don't know nothing about. And you say, you're lucky. God's not a lucky God. He makes love.
Oh, it is grand.